Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. This is Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. It is great to be here on a Wednesday as Joe is doing his civic duty to make the children of America much more educated in what it is that they learn and what they do, because so many kids today are not being educated and learned. You can find us at RealSide, therealside.com, and of course, please check us out on our Twitter page, that's RealSide, RealSide, and on Facebook as well. There's great chat rooms happening in Facebook at the RealSide, and it's a great place to congregate with fellow like-minded people, and it is the best chat room on all terrestrial radio. And, you know, Joe's built something really incredible here, and it's just an honor to be in his chair and chatting with his good listeners across the Fruited Plain on approximately 60 stations on the GCN and Salem Radio Network. So, listen, I want to get back to Super Tuesday and what's going on with the American elections. It's fascinating, and we could talk about this for hours, but because of the elections over the past few days, most people don't realize that there was another major election that just took place a couple of days ago, and that was in Israel. And Israel is our biggest partner. It's the only democracy in the Middle East, and they're our biggest partner in the Middle East. And Israel, as a tiny sliver of land surrounded by 100 million acres of enemy that want to push her out to the sea, are doing incredible things. They're on the verge of literally coming out with just an incredible bombshell regarding cancer treatment. And watch out for that, because we've talked about it on my show, and you can find something I was talking about, Israel and cancer, on Whiskey Politics. I did something called a Whiskey Shot. It was a 5-minute blurb on that. You know, meanwhile, as they're focused on healthcare and they're coming up with a potential vaccine right now in the next 2 to 3 weeks for coronavirus, that's going to have to go through testing, but it's probably the first vaccine that's going to be coming out, and it's going to be coming from Israel. Whether it's irrigation and showing people around the world how to irrigate their crops and live in deserts and actually still get water, and the technology and the internet and everything that there is, it all comes out from Israel. Some of the smartest people in the world. I've been to Israel a couple of times. My son is going this summer to Israel. So when I take a look at the Israeli election and Bibi Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu, who is the prime minister of Israel, has been a stalwart ally for President Trump over there. And Israelis generally, by and large, absolutely love this president. Of course, you got a left wing in Israel, just like you do across, you know, the rest of the globe. But generally, by and large, most Israelis really do support this president, President Trump. And his alliance with Bibi Netanyahu is very important. Now, I know Benjamin Netanyahu, he's dealing with some legal issues, and that has taken up a lot of the news. But as of 2 days ago, he was one vote shy of having a supermajority in the Knesset. I think it's the 23rd Knesset. And in the last 24 to 48 hours, those numbers have actually started to dwindle a little bit. I think it's now down to, instead of, I think he was at 60, he needed 61 for a majority, and it's now down to 58, maybe 59. What is going on in Israel? Well, the fact is that a lot of people don't realize this, you know, especially the Ilhan Omars and the Rashid Tlaibs and the AOC and the Bernie Sanders corner, who, while they claim to not be anti-Semitic and hate the Jews, they hate Israel, and they want to basically turn her into a parking lot or let Hamas run over and roughshod over Jerusalem. They want to boycott, divest, and sanction Israel. But the fact is that, again, it is the only free state in the Middle East. And most people don't realize this, but it isn't just Jews that live in Israel. There's a huge number of Christians that live in Israel, and there is a huge number of Arabs that work and live in Israel as well. And the percentage of the vote of Arabs voting in Israel is like 23%, 22-23%. And they are very much focused on self-preservation. And they don't like the blue and white party, the relatively moderate party, Benny Gantz. They don't like Likud, the conservative party, which is run by Benjamin Netanyahu. They're focused on things. And the last time that the number of people came out to an election representing the Arab state in Israel was 1999. We haven't seen the number of people, the number of Arabs that have come out in force in 20 years. And what they did was they basically rebuked Netanyahu and Gantz, and they sent a message that they want in the political game the Arab citizens, 64.7% of them, I'm going from Reuters right now, 64.7% of them are eligible voters among the Arab public, and they voted in Israel's 23rd Knesset election. That's the highest percentage of Arabs voting since 1999, when some 75% of the Arab community voted in an effort to make Ehud Barak prime minister. They didn't like him a year and a half later when he was trying to basically establish a two-state solution and do the things that that they didn't want him to do. But anyway, that's another whole story. So after the break, we're going to be chatting. We're going to be chatting with Mitch Silverman, who is with the Republican Jewish Alliance, because this is really important for not just Jews in the United States, but also for all of the United States. What is going on in Israel right now, who is dealing with an insurgency of Iran that are freaking out right now because of all of the different, we've got sanctions on them. They were in big trouble. They've now got a major pandemic going on. Something like 15-20% of Iranian's government now has coronavirus. This is a dangerous time for Israel. So we're going to talk about this when we come back with Mitch Silverman at the Republican Jewish Alliance. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back at the Real Side Radio.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here, joining you across the Fruited Plain on 60 stations on the GCN and Salem Radio Network. Everybody, you want to turn this one up? This is going to be a fantastic interview. A gentleman that we've had on before, and he is a co-founder of the Jewish Republican Alliance. His name is Mitch Silverman, and he is a super nice guy. Welcome, Mitch. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dave. So glad to be here on your show again.
It's always a pleasure to have you because, you know, we have just, our heads have been so focused on American politics. And, you know, there's just only so much news that the news media really want to report, especially the cable news stations. And there was not more than just a bare blip regarding the Israeli election that just took place earlier this week. Benjamin Netanyahu, he won, but he is now apparently 2 to 3 seats short of the majority majority that he needs to control the Knesset. As you heard me in the preamble, it looked like a lot of Arabs had showed up to vote, the biggest number since 1999. What are you looking at from the perspective of what just happened in Israel and the impact that it will have on our relationships with America and Israel?
I think that no matter who is in charge, the United States will stand with Israel. They're our natural ally in the Middle East. You're correct. Netanyahu's short. I think he got 58 of the 61 required seats that he needs. But, they're playing tricks on him like they're trying to do here in the States. I'm sure you know the latest, Dave, where they're trying to pass a resolution or a law that you can't serve if you're under indictment, which is a clear blow to try another way by any means necessary to stop Netanyahu from, taking over and winning and putting together a coalition that he needs to govern properly.
Yeah, but you can indict a ham sandwich if the judge is in your pocket.
Exactly.
So,
Well, that's what they tried to do with President Trump, and unfortunately the left is the left is the left, whether it be here in the United States or in Israel. We often joke here that in the United States, conservatives stop voting on election day, and Democrats stop voting once they win.
Mm-hmm.
So there's tricks they do over there, too, which is, well, wait a minute. I know Netanyahu won, but, hey, if we indict him and we pass a law that he can't serve while being indicted, then, hey, there you go. There's another way to do an end around and stop him from forming that coalition government.
One of the things that I am concerned about is, as a democracy, and I appreciate democracies, as opposed to what we see coming from the left in many instances today, not just here in the United States, but across the world, that when you have a democracy, you allow basically any sector of people to vote, and in the Middle East, where there is so much hatred for Israel, and specifically for the Jews, that you have an Arab contingent. I think the is it called the Joint List? Is that their political?
Yeah, the Joint List. That's it.
Yeah, the Joint List.
Yep.
So this Joint List is essentially focused on Arab interests. And again, we just saw the largest number of Arabs voting in an Israeli election going against not just Netanyahu, the conservative, but the moderate, Bibi Gantz, the blue and white party.
Yeah.
So what does that look like? What does that put Israel on a trajectory to essentially weakening herself from within?
Yeah, it's a little hard because, as you know, Dave, and I'm sure your audience is well aware, Arabs in Israel have more freedom than they do in Muslim lands. And there's a reason why there's so many of them flocking to Israel. They have it pretty good there. But if I recall, Netanyahu has said always he will never form a coalition with any group or voting bloc that is anti-Israel or pro-BDS. And I think that's kind of the fear because the population is growing rapidly, and at some point it might be a demographic time bomb where Israel says, now what do we do? Because they're populating faster than we are, but they live here, and it's a very tough situation.
You know, listen, I'm a Zionist. I'm a Jew. I support Israel. I said at the beginning, my son is going this summer. He's doing Birthright. And, you know.
Mine too.
Oh, yep. We'll have to talk offline because we'll figure out if they're going at the same time. So the quotient for me is to protect Israel under any circumstances. Because without Israel, the Middle East is gone. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
We are facing we're facing an existential threat right now with Iran. They are focused, obviously, internally. They've got an insurgency within their own. 65% of the Iranian citizens are under the age of 35 to 40, and they want to get rid of the mullahs. They want to get rid of the ayatollahs. And they're freedom-loving people. They love stuff. They love materialism. They love American goods and movies, right?
Yes.
And so when we take a look at what is happening right now with this thrust of Arabs voting in Israel, I take a look at that from a standpoint of how California is treating illegal aliens, and I'm not comparing Arabs in Israel to illegal aliens in California, but I'm talking about an insurgency from within that we could see what's happened to California over the past 40 years.
Right. Yeah, it's a very difficult situation. And you're right. See, California is particularly pernicious because in some ways they're giving more rights to those who have snuck into the country without honoring our laws than those that actually live here. But in Israel, if you're an Israeli citizen and you can vote, and you're actually voting to undermine the country you're living in, you're right, Dave. That is a very cautious situation, and we have to always defend Israel, even if they're right, even if they're wrong. And no country in the history of the world is always correct, but Israel is a beacon of hope and freedom in that area that does not exist anywhere else. And something else, too, you know, Hitler worked so hard to round up 6 million Jews to exterminate them, and now right next door to Iran are 6 million Jews, plus living right there. All, he doesn't have to round them up. They're all there. And that's a very scary situation. So defense of Israel from internal and external forces has got to be paramount to anyone who loves Israel.
It really is. We've got Mitch Silberman here with the Jewish Republican Alliance, a co-founder. Tell us, you've got a big event coming up at JRA. Tell us where people can find out about that.
Yeah, it's very exciting. 1 week from tonight, we have the one and only Candace Owens. She is the founder of the Blexit movement, which is a great phrase, the black exit from the Democratic Party. So if you're in the Southland, it's going to be Wednesday night, March 11th, 7 p.m. at the Warner Center Marriott. There will be no ticket sales at the door. We are almost sold out. We just can announce hot off the press that none other than the great Eldersky, the sage, South Central, Larry Elder, will be introducing Candace next Wednesday night at our event, the Jewish Republican Alliance.
That's fantastic. And everybody can find you again where? JewishRepublicanAlliance.org?
.org, yes. It's JewishRepublicanAlliance.org.
Okay.
We're also at Twitter, Jew Rep Alliance, and same with Instagram, Jew Rep Alliance, and there's a Facebook page, Jewish Republican Alliance.
Great. Will you stick with me through the break? I'd love to get your impressions about what we're seeing here in the United States with our current elections and this leftward thrust towards anti-Semitism that we're seeing by the squad and
yes.
All of them. So, yeah, absolutely.
Would love to. I'll be here.
Fantastic. And, you know, folks, listen, I got to tell you, right now, it's organizations like Mitch's, the Jewish Republican Alliance. It brings people together, and if you've got the time, my biggest problem is time. I'd be at every event, but if you've got the time, you're going to go. I think you had Alan Dershowitz, you've had Ben Shapiro. It's a great organization, and everybody should check you guys out at JewishRepublicanAlliance.org. We'll be right back. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio after the commercial break. Don't go away, folks.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump meets with airline CEOs at the White House to discuss coronavirus concerns.
We implemented sweeping travel restrictions, imposed historic quarantines, and marshaled American industry and science to begin developing a vaccine.
At the meeting, the CEO of American Airlines, Doug Parker, along with Southwest CEO Gary Kelly, among those in attendance. Now, later in the day, Vice President Mike Pence, speaking in the White House briefing room, updating reporters on the situation. Pence heading up the coronavirus task force.
Now, all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
In other news, Mike Bloomberg dropping out of the race. He's now backing Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren, who didn't win any states on Super Tuesday, still deciding what she's going to do. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Welcome back to Real Side Radio. I'm Dave Sussman, your guest host, sitting in a chair for Joe. It's always a pleasure sitting in for Joe. And you can check us out at the website, realside.com, realside.com. And don't forget to follow us on all of our social media, because that is where the conversation continues off of the radio. You can find us at Facebook and on Twitter as well. And, of course, you can call us. Yeah, pick up a phone. Call us. Old school. 855-732-5563. That's 855-732-5563. And delighted to be joined here with Mitch Silberman, who is with the Jewish Republican Alliance. You know, here's one of the things that's really deeply concerning to me. And tell me if I should be concerned, or maybe I'm overly concerned, or maybe I'm not concerned enough, Mitch. And that is that this growing number of youngsters that seem to be feeling the burn, whether you want to call them Bernie Bros or whatever it is, and you take a look at who is supporting this guy, and you got Linda Sarsour, and you got Rashid Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar. What are we saying to our kids about Israel, those kids particularly, that are supporting their mindset?
Unfortunately, it's something called intersectionality, which is many of the people on the left realize that we may not agree on everything, but you know, we all agree we don't like Israel. And for many Jews, they've given up Judaism for leftism, and they haven't been taught how wonderful, frankly, what a miracle Israel is. So yeah, they're feeling the burn. Unfortunately, they've been indoctrinated about the wonders of socialism, and here's Bernie. He's a passionate guy, you know, and he espouses how great it is, and the fact that he kowtows with open anti-Semites is probably of little to no concern to a lot of these people, because they have not been taught about the wonders of Israel anyway. So it's probably not that big of a deal to them, which is most unfortunate.
I take a look at this, and I see the BDS movement, and I take a look at what Israel is actually doing for the world. And in my preamble before bringing you on, I talked about the fact that they're literally on the verge of a breakthrough on cancer. I'm sure you've seen the same reports. I've been sharing them out at Whiskey Politics.
Yeah.
They're a couple, 3 weeks away from saying that they've got a vaccine for coronavirus. And although that's going to have to go through first and secondary stages, it's not going to be applied to humans right now. They're the first They're going to be the first for coronavirus. What is it about Israel that is such a threat? Because I take a look at it. You and I both have been to Israel. We know that Arabs work in Israel. We were just talking about the number of Arabs that vote. They can't vote for somebody in Iran, you know, Saudi Arabia, right?
Yeah.
So what's the disconnect, do you think?
You know, unfortunately, Israel has had very bad PR. And I think that they realize that to them it's so obvious how good they are, and unfortunately it is not obvious. I mean, to one of your points earlier, you just reminded me, Dave, you know, you compare Iran to Israel. Iran, as you know, they throw gay people off tops of buildings, kill them, jail them. Israel, they have gay pride parades. What does that tell you about the difference of the cultures? And you're right, if cancer is going to be cured, it's probably going to be a Jewish scientist that comes up with it, or an entrepreneur. Because they were left in the middle of the desert with nothing, they turned a desert into really a paradise there, and they've had to force to be very innovative and creative, and they've come up with so much technology. So all these people that are in support of BDS, well, let's take away some of these inventions that are saving your life or your loved one's life or making your life so easy. All of a sudden, they wouldn't want to boycott Israel if they realized what it would cost them in their daily lives.
And yet you say that it may be a PR issue, and I agree with that, and everything today is about messaging, but this seeming hatred, and they don't want to be called anti-Semites, but they will call themselves anti-Zionists. You know, we don't hate the Jewish people, we just don't like the right-wing government. But the fact is that if they lay down, If Bibi Netanyahu wasn't a strong political leader as he is to defend Israel, if they laid down, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the other Iranian proxies would run roughshod over the Israeli people. They would take it over in a heartbeat, and it would be done. You'd be finished. It would be basically a parking lot. What do people in America, what do they understand about that?
They really don't understand it at all, Dave. It's very unfortunate. They think everyone's nice and the poor Palestinians are being bullied by the big, mean, strong Israelis. And they don't understand. I mean, to your point, the old joke is if the Palestinians lay down their weapons, there'd be no more war. If the Israelis lay down their weapons, there'd be no more Israel. And it's a hatred. No one is born hating Jews. They are taught it. Their version of Sesame Street is the worst kind of anti-Semitism. It's just completely awful. And the outside world doesn't understand that Israel is, of course, not perfect, but they have to be vigilant 24/7 because they're surrounded by a billion-plus people who publicly say we want them dead.
Yeah, it really is.
And, you know, that's like saying I have nothing against Italians. I just don't think Italy should exist. You know, Italy should be wiped off the map, but no offense to Italians.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one country in the world that's been targeted for extinction, but we have nothing against those people.
And that's what really scares me. And listen, I have no ill will towards anybody, any ethnic group, the Palestinian people. I'm sure they want exactly the same things as the Jewish people, and that is to raise their children in peace. But unfortunately, they're run by Hamas, again, an Iranian proxy, that is poisoning, as you just talk about, poisoning the minds of the youth, that the second that they can speak, they can speak their language, and it's about the fact that the Jews are trying to kill you, and you have to present, you know, take down the Jews, and we've got to take back Jerusalem. This is what the kids are learning. How do you how do you answer that? How do you balance that and still remain a peaceful society?
Well, isn't that the million-dollar question, Dave?
I know. I'm just throwing it out.
I think
we've been working on it for thousands of years.
Yeah. So I would agree with most of your statement. If there's 1.5 billion Muslims in the world, let's take a guess that 90% of them are like you and me, okay? That they just want to have good families, good jobs, and a good life. 90% is a great number. Unfortunately, that 10% represents, what, 150 million people?
Yeah.
And remember, too, in Nazi Germany, not all Germans were Nazis. What was that percent, Dave? I don't know, 5%, 10% were Nazis? Look how that turned out. So they have to have their own civil war within their religion to come to terms with modernity. And until that happens, and that's not easy. I mean, it's one thing for you and I to speak up against our country or our leaders, but we're not afraid of being beheaded or in jail for doing that like they are in those countries.
That's so true. It's so true. And it's shockingly sad how you and I could have had this discussion in 1999 and in 1979. And, I mean, this it just doesn't change. And meanwhile, I find it more than frustrating. We've only got 2 minutes left on this, unfortunately. I find it more than frustrating that so many American Jews do not see wood for the trees, and they continually support those people like Bernie Sanders and many on the left that basically would lead to the ruination of Israel.
Yep. It's a conundrum because they're born Jewish, but as I mentioned earlier, and I really mean this very seriously, that they've given up Judaism for leftism. And if that's the case, then you don't care about Israel. Or Israel may be the bad guy because you're more in line with, you know, feeling the burn.
Yeah, yeah. All right, remind everybody where they can find the Jewish Republican Alliance and the big show that's coming up that everybody needs to be at the Woodland Hills Marriott next week.
That's right. If you're in Southern California, 1 week from tonight, Wednesday night, March 11th, 7 p.m., Candace Owens being introduced by Larry Elder, the sage. Going to be at the Warner Center Marriott. You can look us up online, jewishrepublicanalliance.org, or you can find us on Facebook, Jewish Republican Alliance, or even Twitter, and Instagram, Jew Rep Alliance.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, I've had both Candace and Larry on my show, Whiskey Politics, several times each. And, you know, Candace Owens obviously, you know, started Blexit. You know, there is a Jexit. There is a Jexit, and everybody should check that out. You know, for those folks that are listening to this that, you know, wondering all about it, check out JewishRepublicanAlliance.org. Mitch and Bruce, both two great guys, co-founded this organization that got their roots now in Washington as well. And I had you both on the show. Everybody should check that out on Whiskey Politics on our YouTube channel. It's still very, very relevant. I'd like to think it's an evergreen interview because it's the same issues we talked about a year or so ago. That exactly happening right now. So greatly appreciate you taking the time, Mitch, and looking forward to our lunch. Now it's on our calendar.
Yeah, it is. Great show. So glad to always be a part of it, Dave.
Oh, always great having you, Mitch. And we'll be talking real soon. I'll see you later this month. And, folks, everybody, again, once again, check out JewishRepublicanAlliance.org. And I will be right back here at Real Side Radio after the break. Don't go away, folks.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Some people did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe. It's always a privilege and an honor to be here for Joe. I got to tell you something. First of all, it was great having Mitch Silberman on, and everybody needs to go check out the JewishRepublicanAlliance.org. But it made me start to think about the divide that we have in this country. What we're seeing happening in Israel is just a microcosm. And going back to the results that we saw last night from Super Tuesday, there is no clearer divide in the Democrat Party today. Forget about black versus white, women versus man, gay, whatever it may be. It's age. It's age. And I'm not just talking about the lineup of septuagenarians that they've pushed out, you know, on their tennis balled walkers. Yeah, they're old. But the fact is that the youth love Bernie. And anybody over the age of 65 isn't voting for Bernie. They're voting for Joe Biden. And here's some actual numbers, some statistics, because we love some statistics here. And this comes in from the Democrat Party. We talk Philip Klein. He reports Super Tuesday results have exposed the dramatic divide among age groups in their support for Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders, which could be a bad sign for Democrats if the general election, no matter who the nominee is, Simply put, exit polls have shown that Biden's surge is being driven by overwhelming support among older voters, while Sanders has dominated among younger voters. Now, I'm going to say that that's an easy guess. You can understand why. The younger voters haven't been educated in the horrors of socialism around the world. They hear free, 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 and they just don't have anything to balance that out. Essentially, they're like a bunch of Greta Thunbergs yelling at the sky, "How dare you?" And that's not something that, unfortunately, is going to change until they actually become educated in the realities of what has taken place in history. But going back to the article here, as an example, in Virginia, which provided Biden his first big win of the night, he did progressively better the older voters were, winning 76% of those 65 and older compared to just 7% for Sanders. Yet despite losing the state, Sanders won 57% of voters aged 17 to 29, compared to just 26% for Biden. Over double the youth vote for Sanders compared to Biden. The problem for Democrats on this is that once one of them has become the nominee, and it looks very likely it's going to be now Uncle Joe, the person will have to do well among both groups in the general election. And you know the Bernie bros, Bernie Sanders supporters, want absolutely nothing to do with the establishment Democrats. Now, if they do not come out in the same way that they did not come out for Hillary Clinton, it's game over, folks. Now, don't be complacent, because you don't know what's going to happen. A week ago today, I said that Joe Biden was dead. He was done. He was dead man walking. So things can change, and things do change, and things will change. So we're just prognosticating right now at the beginning of March for an election that's going to be taking place in 8 months. So, again, please do not be complacent and think that Trump's got this in the bag. He doesn't. The forces that the Democrat Party, combined with their complicit media, are about to throw at Donald Trump over the next 8 months, are going to make impeachment and Kavanaugh look like Tinker Toys. They are absolutely petrified about losing the House back. They are absolutely petrified regarding not being able to take back the Senate. They are, I think, more and more Democrats are starting to come to terms with the fact that they really are probably not going to beat Donald Trump, because he is very popular among people that didn't even vote for him in 2016, because he's got a track record. You know, they're running on promises made, promises kept. But when it comes to the Democrats pushing, they need to get the youth and the older voters out. And if the youth do not show up because they feel that the DNC has essentially rigged the system once again against Bernie Sanders, what do you think that's going to do to not only Uncle Joe, if he's the nominee, he doesn't win the White House, but there's a strong likelihood right now that at least 18 to 20 seats will flip back, and that is all you need for Kevin McCarthy to take the gavel from Nancy Pelosi, who won overwhelmingly last night in California's 12th district, by the way. It wasn't even close. Seriously? Let me just go off on a tangent here. Okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we have got people that study slums of Brazil and Venezuela and Southeast Asia and India that have suggested, not politically speaking, but just sociologically speaking, that the slums and the homeless crises of San Francisco and Los Angeles are in many cases just as bad, if not worse, than what you would find in poverty-stricken areas of India and Thailand. And what do California Democrats do? They continue to double down. They continue, what was it Albert Einstein said, right? He says the definition of an insanity is to do the same thing over and over and over and over and over and expect a different result. This is in essence the definition of insanity. This state, California, is Albert Einstein's meme right there. He's quote on a meme. Just show California. Because Nancy Pelosi won overwhelmingly, and she had two Republicans that were trying to take her out, and they both didn't get more than a few thousand votes each in a top-tier jungle primary where the top two go to the general election. It's Nancy Pelosi and a socialist Democrat that doesn't think Nancy Pelosi is socialist Democrat enough. That's who the 12th district now get to choose from. Meanwhile, their city is crumbling under their feet. And we saw the same in Los Angeles last night, where Maxine Waters overwhelmingly won. We had Joe Collins on the show, 43rd district. African-American, Navy veteran, smart guy. He's going to the general. But it's like, it's going to be like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't tell everybody this because you need to vote if you're in the 43rd and wake up if you're not. But it's going to be an 80-20 situation, 76-24 situation. And we see this with other congressional districts. Our good friend Eric Early, the last number I looked at, he wasn't even at 20% against Adam Schiff. I believe he's going to the general. But what are people doing? They're proving Albert Einstein is correct. And that's one of the most biggest frustrations that you have when you run an election and you don't budge the needle in any way. Maybe it isn't such a bad thing that the young voters don't come out in 2020 for the Democrats. Maybe they're just apathetic. And maybe they just need to go back to school and learn a few things first. Listen, I think the greatest thing in the world is the Democrat experiment, democracy, not the Democrat Party, but democratic experiment, democracy, where everybody should have a voice. But listen, folks, you've heard me say this before. If you listened to the show and heard me here, I'm a naturalized citizen. I had to take a test to become a citizen. And the stuff that I learned regarding the Bill of Rights and the Founders and the Constitution is stuff that you can pull 90% of the people off the streets, young adults, older adults, and they wouldn't know. And it's basic information. Maybe, just maybe, we should have a test like you do to get a driver's license to vote. What do you think about that, folks? Should we have a civics test before you can actually throw a vote towards somebody and vote for another Maxine Waters or a Nancy Pelosi who are essentially just doubling down on insanity? I don't know about you. I love that. Why is that such a thing? Why is that not a thing, I should say? Why is that such a taboo? Oh, well, anybody should be able to vote. Yeah, absolutely, you should be able to vote. But you also got to know what you're doing, because these vote harvesting situations, these ballot harvesting, they're essentially getting people with a pulse, dragging them to the polls, telling them how to vote. And that's how you had Nancy Pelosi taking the gavel in 2018, turning Orange County over blue. So, yeah, I think you should have a test. What do you think? Let us know. You can give us a phone call, 855-732-5563. And you can also chime in at therealside.com and on Facebook and on Twitter and everywhere else around the world where you can hear The Real Side Radio. I'm going to be back here after the break. We're going to get more into politics and talk about more what we can expect with this election coming up in the next hour. And we've got another great guest coming up as well. We'll be right back after the news and break.